Government criticized over continued power cuts. EFZ calls for unity ahead of National Day of Prayer. And African Union suspends Madagascar from the bloc following military coup. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Zambia Wake Up Party ZAWAPA President Howard Kunda has expressed concern over what he describes as excuses coming from the UPN administration regarding the ongoing load shedding crisis. Mr. Kunda said while President Hakainde Hichilema keeps on making pronouncements of the investments done in the energy sector, they said investments are not reflecting on the ground. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kunda reminded the president of his first comments on load shedding when he was in opposition, questioning whether the brilliant ideas he once proposed to solve the energy crisis have now failed. The current government has failed in the energy sector. They have not been truthful and Zambians are not happy with them, said Mr. Kunda. He further challenged the government to admit failure in managing the ongoing power crisis, which he said has severely affected many households and businesses across the country.
Unfortunate that you can even lie to the Zambian people when they are the ones who are going through the hardship. How can one say we are going to give you 15 hours of electricity supply when you intend to give them 4, even less in some cases? The minister says 15 hours of supply, ZESCO says 4 hours of supply. What inconsistency is this? How can you describe this? I think that they have shown us that they are untrustworthy. They are people who do not care about the Zambian people.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over ZESCO's failure to adhere to its load shedding management schedule amidst the ongoing power crisis. This follows ZESCO's announcement that it will now only be supplying electricity for 4 hours daily due to severe challenges in power generation and supply. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala said the inconsistency by the utility company has disrupted the daily planning of consumers who depend on electricity for their livelihoods. Mr. Sakala described the situation as unfortunate, noting that ZESCO has repeatedly failed to follow through on its public statements regarding load management. He said this has eroded public confidence and raised questions about why erratic power supply continues despite what he termed massive investments in the energy sector. He urged ZESCO to ensure proper consultation and provide accurate, consistent information to the public to help consumers plan effectively.
Now we've heard there's a 4 hours issue. Can government come with one statement that will give confidence to the consumers rather than issuing several statements in a shortest period of time, probably 2 weeks or so, without implementing or adhering to any of these statements? It's quite unfortunate. And consumers are wondering whether these statements people do consult when making them or people make them out of just, trying to appease a mass. It's unfortunate. We need ZESCO to come out and state clearly where we are standing.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has called on citizens to unite and participate in large numbers in the upcoming National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation. EFZ Executive Director Andrew Mwenda has emphasized the significance of the day as a moment for national reflection, reconciliation and healing from various challenges that the country is facing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Mwenda noted that the National Day of Prayer was established under the leadership of the late President Edgar Lungu, hence it serves as a reminder of Zambia's foundation in faith and its commitment to peace across political divides. Bishop Mwenda also called for special prayers for the country's leaders and the family of former President Edgar Lungu as the nation faces uncertainty surrounding his burial. He described the day as a testament to Zambia's enduring peace, encouraging citizens to reflect on the grace that continues to sustain the nation.
We are asking the entire nation to be in prayer in this particular day. Not only as a time of repentance whatever the case is, but a time to pray for the reconciliation of this country to God. And
Operation Young Vote OYV Executive Director Guess Nyerenda has called on the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to resume field operations aimed at capturing the targeted 3.5 million new entrants for inclusion on the voters' roll. Mr. Nyerenda noted that a significant number of eligible citizens still lack the National Registration Cards, NRCs, which are a prerequisite for voter registration. He emphasized the need for government to expedite the issuance of NRCs, particularly in underserved and rural areas, and to work closely with the Electoral Commission of Zambia (EACZ) to ensure that no eligible citizen is excluded from participating in the electoral process due to lack of documentation. The right to vote is a cornerstone of democracy, and every Zambian, regardless of location, gender or socio-economic status, said Mr. Nyerenda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He further urged the Commission to revise the voter registration period to accommodate areas that experience low turnout or logistical challenges. Mr. Nyerenda also called for stronger collaboration with local civil society organizations and community-based groups in voter education campaigns, and for greater transparency and communication regarding progress, challenges and timelines during the registration exercise.
Firstly, there appears to be very limited public awareness regarding the voter registration exercise, whereas the district voter education committees and the voter education facilitators are understandably on the ground a lot more regarding workable sensitization strategies needed to be employed to mitigate the situation.
In Africa News, the African Union announced on Wednesday that it had suspended Madagascar from its bodies with immediate effect until constitutional order is restored after a coup that ousted President Andry Rajoelina. The group previously suspended several other member states after military coups, including Mali, Burkina Faso and Guinea. The uprising resulted in a military-backed coup that brought Rajoelina to power as the transitional leader of his Indian Ocean country at the age of just 34. On Tuesday, the same military unit that aided Rajoelina's rise declared it was taking power in Madagascar and ousting him as president following weeks of youth-led protests, this time against Rajoelina and his government. Coming up shortly, Trump says Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. President Donald Trump has said Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil as the U.S. seeks to put economic pressure on the Kremlin as part of efforts to end the war in Ukraine. Trump told reporters he had received assurance from Modi that India would halt its purchases within a short period of time, which he called a big stop. The U.S. president has sought to leverage India's purchases of Russian oil in his trade war, but Delhi has so far resisted.
Sports update.
Mercedes Formula One boss Toto Wolff said in a statement that announced George Russell and Kimi Antonelli would be staying with the team in 2026, that confirming their driver lineup was always just a matter of time, when, not if. Yet for some time this season, though very much was doubt about who would be driving for the former champions next season, the spectre of Max Verstappen has hung heavily over both Mercedes drivers for a fair portion of this season, and Russell more so than on Antonelli. That's finished today. Here is another look at the headlines.